episode 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in the swing of things now, aren't we? People are still listening, hopefully.
Party time.
Party time. Well, talking about party time, this week's episode is all about drugs.
Mm.
Oh, getting illicit. Wait, yep. Is that the right word? Illicit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or not, in some countries, or prescription. So... Let's get into it.
Are a many splendid thing, and yes.
Well, when I said to my mum, I was like, "Mum, the next episode is about drugs." She went, so I said, "How do you feel about drugs?" She said, "Drugs can be great. I take drugs when I'm in pain.
Aww.
And then when I was giving birth. But illegal drugs, I don't agree with. They can change your personality."
I'm not laughing at her. That's quite true,
so,
I guess.
So succinct. Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. That's the rest of the episode. Cool.
And when I asked my mum the same question, she said, they can be dangerous, but if you're sensible and want to dabble, that's fine. I think that she thought I was asking permission. And then she said, you have to be in the right mind. You have to be mentally in the right mind, though.
Of course.
She said.
Mentally in the right mind.
Sorry. Like,
well, I asked my mum if she like outright. I was like, have you ever tried any drugs? And she said, I have tried a pull of marijuana. I do have high blood pressure, though, so that might be a part of it. Because she went, oh, I didn't like it. It made me feel funny. But I have high blood pressure, so that might be a part of it. And that's all she's ever done.
And my mum also, cannabis came in early. She goes, I smoked cannabis and I was very ill.
Doesn't agree. Oh, maybe she also has high blood pressure.
Maybe. I don't think she does, though. But yeah, mum went to art college.
Oh, so, in the 60s, 70s?
Ooh, quick maths. So, yeah, it was probably like 60s, 70s.
Psychedelic.
And, well, yes. Interestingly, she said, though, when she was at art college, she was 16, so she was a bit younger than everyone else there. And she looked around and she was like, oh, my God, everyone's so worldly and experienced and they're all into these drugs and stuff and I feel really, like, nervous about this.
Yeah.
So she didn't actually take drugs at art college.
But she saw it.
But she saw loads going on, and she went from like an all-girls school that was quite like strict and stuff to art college where everyone was like hippie and
Well, I think my mum was quite old when she tried it.
Really?
Which is, yeah, because I remember when I was little, her going away to Amsterdam with my dad. So I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. It's funny though, because I saw when I was at uni, that was the first time I ever saw people taking drugs. Because it's weird. I think, I don't know if this is true or if this is just my experience, but growing up in inner London, southeast, me and my friends were very much just like, oh, we'll like go to each other's house and have sleepovers. And then when we were 18, we went out clubbing. We never really, it was never a thing that like, go to house parties and do loads of drugs. I feel like that was very Skins, like Bristol, countryside vibes.
That's really funny because I, coming from the countryside, I was like, oh, that must be happening in the city.
Oh. It's so weird.
And Bristol included.
Yeah.
Because Skins has a lot to answer for.
So much. I remember my teacher being like, I hate Skins. It's the worst thing ever. And I was like, oh, I think it's great. I love it. But now, as if I can only imagine what it was like as a teacher.
Yeah.
Teaching those 17-year-olds when that was on the telly must have been horrible.
Yeah.
Especially we're doing, like, drama and theatre.
And it got to quite, like, far on in the series before the drugs, like... The drugs.
Were so cool.
Portrayed badly. In any way other than positive, yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah.
I think.
I agree.
I need to watch it again to double check.
Yeah. Was it? It's on Netflix, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. Oh, it was, like, up until last year.
So... Although my mum didn't do drugs at art college, after she left, she kind of hung around with the same sort of crowd.
Mm.
And she took LSD for the first time.
Was that her first drug?
She'd smoked cannabis, but then...
cannabis.
You know cannabis. It's a variant. It's a strain.
It's a bit cheesy.
It's from France. She took LSD and... had an all right time, but then had to go home on the bus to mum and dad's because she's living there.
Oh, gosh.
And she was, like, tripping balls. And she was like, I tried to act as normal as possible, but it was just so funny. And I couldn't stop laughing and looking at myself in the mirror and how weird I looked.
I would love to have been in her head when that was happening.
Bless her. And then she was like, but I really wouldn't recommend it for anyone that's got like active imagination. She's like, I'm very grounded. And like, not me. She's yeah. She's like, someone, you know, if they were a bit lost, taking LSD would be the worst thing ever. So yeah, I was quite surprised at mum's openness. And us, feels pretty hardcore.
My mum said that when she did cannabis, her one and only drug, and she does say stuff like, I did marijuana, or I did a pool of marijuana. She said she felt euphoric and then an awful sense of being out of control. And actually, I find that I can kind of understand that, because to me, that is what puts me off drugs, is the idea of like being out of control of your body.
But it's the same with alcohol.
Which is why I don't drink to the point where I like black out or... Why are you looking at
me? No, sorry, I did give you a look then. I didn't know where you were going.
I've been to some fellowship events with you.
Shout out fellowship
for British hairdressing. Have you tried any cannabis? A pool of cannabis?
Oh, okay, we are doing that then.
I mean, yeah. I have.
It makes me quite ill.
Can I just say, I have where it's legal.
Yeah, same.
In Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam, it made me... No, it's not for me.
I've been to Amsterdam twice. Well, no, I've been to Amsterdam 4 times and I've tried it there twice. And when I went with Nads, we had a... Well, no, I'm just out of Nads. We had a space cake. It's legal, it's fine. We had half a space cake each. And we were so like, okay, we've never done this before. To the guy in the coffee shop, he was like, can you just get out, please? We've got other people to get. And I was like, if you haven't done it before, have half each, eat it slowly, and make sure that if you start to feel hungry or whatever, eat something. So we were like, okay, cool. So
but make it not more space cake.
Yeah, basically, like, fill your stomach up. So we went, got loads of snacks, went back to the hotel we were staying at, divided it completely in half, and ate it over a period of, like, an hour. I'm talking about, like... I'm not good with maths, but it can't be like 10.
5 centimetres.
Yeah, 5 by 10 centimetres. Like, that's how small of a slab it was. And we were just turning to each other being like, can you feel it? I can't feel it. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I can't feel it. Can you feel it? Can you feel it yet? Just for about an hour. And then it obviously wore off.
So skins.
Yeah. And then when I went with my brothers and sisters, that was probably the first time I've actually felt it.
Mm.
Actually, I'm lying, actually, because I went with Georgia too. But my sisters... it hit them really hard, and it was actually, I was pissing myself laughing at them. Like, I've got a video of my sister doing Heads Up, the game, where she was pretending to be a rabbit for the longest time, and just we couldn't get it because she looked like a ferret. But to me, it's nice. It's like a novelty, but I couldn't imagine it being a big part of my life, if that makes sense. Like, you know, people that are like, oh, gotta have a pull and chill out, and I don't know. I'd rather have a glass of wine.
Exactly what my mum said.
Oh, is it?
I said, would you ever take drugs again? She goes, no, I don't see a point. I prefer drink. Which is true. But it might have something to do with the fact that she had quite a bad experience.
Oh.
So by this point, she was working. Mm. So she worked at C&A.
Oh.
So she was a window dresser. I've mentioned before, episode 1. And her friend... Oh, I won't name her, even though I've got her second name. Gave her something wrapped in silver foil, and Leslie put that in her purse and forgot all about it. I'm reading this now and I'm not sure how much I believe. They then went to a dance.
Okay.
There was a police raid. They searched Leslie and they found the silver wrap.
What was it?
She actually doesn't say.
Was it heroin?
No, oh my God, no. You can get silver foil wraps, other stuff, can't you?
I don't know.
Oh my God, no, no. It's probably LS, I don't know.
I don't know what
I literally
like.
Don't know. And then it sounds bloody awful because they raided Granny and Granddad's house.
Oh my gosh.
Like thinking like, why would you think she would like, because she was a dealer? It was in the local papers. And she had to go to court.
Oh my gosh. How old was she?
So she must have left art college, like early 20s.
Whoa.
How wanted it that? If that happened now to like, I don't think I could recover. But apparently her work for really supportive. Aww. And like her boss let her borrow a red trouser suit from CNA so that she could look professional.
Out of the window.
And she had to go for college. There was like a label on it afterwards to be like, as worn in court by Leslie.
Influencer.
Yeah, she's like, very early influencer.
We'll lend you this, just make sure you're papped in it.
And she was fined all of £15.
Oh.
But
that can't be worth it for the courts.
And she maintains that she hadn't taken any drugs that night. She literally was so like ditzy that she just had something in her purse. Do you believe her?
I don't know. Have I've not met her. Leslie yet.
I know.
I feel like I need to gauge her. I'm learning more about her.
But apparently granddad did, like, believed her and, like, supported her. And I was I don't think
Do you think
would.
If that happened to you, she would believe you?
Or I'd just be honest with her.
Yeah.
If, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't, yeah. No, she would. She's like, even if she didn't believe me, she'd stand by me. Yeah, so maybe that was what grandma and granddad were doing.
Did your mum ever talk to you, like, as in tell you what you should, how your outlook was to drugs? Like, how you should see it?
She's always been quite liberal in her views. And, like, I had my first cigarette with my mum when I was about 11, and we lit it on the gas fire.
11.
At home. Yes, because you really wanted to put me off cigarettes.
And
imagine, oh my God, imagine like inhaling that awfulness when you were 11.
I've never seen you smoke.
And you're like coughing and sputtering everywhere. And I was like, well, I'm not having that. And then her kind of outlook on harder stuff is like, experiment, but make sure you're in a stable kind of mind. And she knows I don't have an addictive personality.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why she's quite like easy breezy with everything. But I was like, what are the drugs that you would be really like shocked if I'd taken? And she went, heroin. And I was like, and then she was like, cocaine. So.
My mum is very much, she said, when I said, what do you, because I don't actually remember my mum having a chat with me about that. She did ask me when I was at secondary school, when I was like 15, 16. She was like, have you ever tried cigarettes? And I was like, yeah. And she went, when? I went, in year 8. And actually, that was when I was like 12.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, okay. And probably, I think she tried to be like, okay, that's okay, but you don't do it. And I was like, no, I didn't like it. But like, yeah, she's just wanted us to have a healthy outlook on everything, because she didn't want it to be like, oh,
I forbid you
can't do it
from doing that. Yeah,
then it's a problem. Because she gave an example that when she was younger, her mum and dad used to sit at the table and drink this like tonic that's called Sanatogen.
I've never heard of it,
but she was like, they're
saying it's an underground drug.
No, it's just, it's like fake.
If you drink too much, can you get high?
Well, yeah, I think it's like it's got like a bit of alcoholic content or whatever. And my granddad used to drink it and be like, so good, it's making me feel better or like whatever. And my mum was so intrigued that one day when they were out, she filled up a whole glass and drank it straight when she was like 8. I think she said 8, yeah. And she got really drunk and she got smacked really, really badly because of it. So now she can't have sweet wine.
Ruined it for me.
Ruined port for her for life. So she was like, yeah, she didn't want us to have that experience. But then I was like, well, Mum, at your wedding, I got really drunk at my mum and dad's wedding.
How old were you?
11.
Yeah.
Because I looked a bit older and I was in the top table, so they just kept topping up my glass. And there's a video, you know, like people's wedding videos. My mum and dad's honeymoon was situated so that they weren't here when I started secondary school. And I thought that was the biggest deal in the world because I was such a little brat.
Yeah.
And I'm on their wedding video.
Who took you?
Carlene, my big sister. My least reliable big sister. I think she'll hate me saying that. But she's always late and stuff. So I was a bit like, oh, Carlene's going to hate me. So I'm on this wedding video going, hi, mum and dad. Can't believe you're not going to be having my first day of school. Like, so drunk and so bitter. And yeah, from that, between that and then when I was 18, I just didn't ever drink again because it was just, I didn't feel good. I look back at that and think,
she get drunk with your mum now?
Oh, yeah. We were drunk during that first Snog, Marry, Avoid. Because my mum has 3 drinks cabinets in her house.
Oh,
yeah.
Fancy drinks, guest drinks. I'm trying to guess them. Where's the 3? Oh, just whichever room she's in.
Yeah, exactly. Bedroom, living room, kitchen.
Downstairs toilet.
Yeah, there's 2 in the living room. And she just has like a really good selection to make actual cocktails as well. And she always has random exotic fruit, like passion fruit. She's like, should we make porn star martinis? And I was
oh my God.
Yeah. I wouldn't actually say that we have the healthiest outlook to alcohol. But yeah. Drugs, she's very much like, it's not worth it. It's not worth the state of mind. But yeah. Cool. But yeah. I think that's quite insightful.
Drugs. Done.
Drugs, yeah. We haven't dobbed our mums in.
Or ourselves.
Or ourselves.
This is Leslie and Morves doing their Snog, Marry, Avoids.
Okay, so our next Snog, Marry, Avoid with Morves.
Mm-hmm.
We have Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we have Jim Carrey.
Okay.
And then we have Keanu Reeves. Sorry, Sienna's phone's a bit smashed, so it's not really, the pictures aren't coming up. But yeah, that's just Snog, Marry, Avoid. Can you get that up, please?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, do you know, from The Matrix? Him.
What is he an actor?
Yeah.
So is he current?
What do you mean? Yeah, he's
I've never watched The Matrix, so I don't know.
Okay, anyway. He's a current actor. He's still acting. I've never met him, but I think he is nice. Everyone seems to love him.
Okay.
He's got a nice beard. I mean.
Mm.
So yeah, them 3: Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Well, I actually like a black man.
No.
I do.
Yeah, to snog or marry, though, or both.
I think I would marry him.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
I would snog... snog.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He does, like, he's in Liar Liar, The Grinch. Mm. What else is he in? The Mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would snog Jim Carrey.
You'd snog him. Yeah. And then you'd avoid Keanu.
Whose film was like The Matrix.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in other films. He's big actor.
Because I don't, yeah.
You don't know him.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Okay. So. All right, that was a good one. That was a swift one.
Yeah, it would help if I knew them really well. But anyway.
So our next Snog, Marry, Avoid is Keanu Reeves, Morgan Freeman and Jim Carrey.
Right. Well, I'd marry Jim Carrey.
Cool.
Snog. Morgan who?
Freeman.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I knew that. I've got to Google that, haven't I?
Have a Google.
Who was the other one?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. I'm not sure about them. I'll have to Google them.
All right. Morgan Freeman is the voice of God in Bruce Almighty. That's the only thing that I think that you'll have watched with him in.
I'll definitely marry
Jim Carrey. Yeah.
Yeah.
How come? Because he's
Morgan Freeman. Mm, yeah. Who was the other? Keanu
Reeves.
How do you spell that?
K-E-O.
Oh my God! I might have to change that.
Oh yeah. You fancy a bit of Keanu. Nice,
oh, my gosh. Ah, well, you see, I might have to marry Keanu Reeves.
Say his name again.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. I think
I'll marry him.
All right.
Yeah, I'll marry him. Definitely.
Who are you avoiding, then?
Sorry, eh?
Who are you avoiding, then?
The other one.
Morgan
Freeman. Oh. Yeah, bless him. Oh, no, but the choices, you know, they are.
Cool. Happy with your decision?
Happy with my decision, okay. Yes.
Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Yeah, thank you so much, Charlotte. And this morning, let me tell you just quickly, I did Pilates and the aerobics, and then I actually did he hauled me in to do the volleyball.
He hauled you in?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the pool. Verb. Hauled you in?
To the hauled.
Oh, hauled. oh my god,
volleyball.
How was that?
Yeah, that was good fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah, in the pool, it was wonderful. Okay, cheerio. Yeah, then.
Oh, all right, bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been Your Mum.